Sound off, sound off, sound off for Chesterfield. King, Sessler, and Godfrey too. Hope and Tom will follow through. Lester and Al, they all tell you.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Try it back to Chesterfield. Do it.
Today.
Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield, produced and transcribed in San Francisco with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins of the Mayors, and Bing's guests, Miss Jane Wyman and Bill Thompson. And now I'd like to present a man who has spent the summer in the gold and purple hills of Nevada, in the rich green forests of northern Idaho, and the deep blue bays and azure inlets of Vancouver Island. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your colorblind master of ceremonies, Bing Crosby.
Never mind that colorblind stuff, Ken. I'm raring to go.
Raring to go back to work, huh?
Oh, raring to go back to the hills of Nevada, the forests of Idaho, and the bays of Vancouver.
See, well, Bing, this is only your second week back on radio.
I know.
Well, isn't it wonderful to be back working for Chesterfield? Aren't you glad to be back on radio?
Yes, Ken, and I'm glad radio's back, too. It's on its back, but it's back.
Incidentally, to you folks listening, don't get panicky or excited because there isn't a picture on your set right now.
No, folks. This is that normal old medium that doesn't interfere with your routine and your home. You listen to us as you write the letter to Mother, perchance pick away at your petty point. Or you whip up a cake or some divinity fudge. You light up a Chesterfield, you blow smoke rings for the kiddies.
Waiting for that.
Remember, very few people have over two eyes. Take care of them.
From Frank Stanton in the
morning. Oh, you will. I guess everybody's been sufficiently briefed, Bing.
Yeah, say, Ken, I think I better get on to some singing here.
Just
I really
a minute,
feel
there,
like
my little crooning crow. I'd like to have a word with you.
With me?
Yes, indeed. My name is Boomer, Horatio K. Boomer. I'd offer you my card, only I tore it up and used it for confetti when MacArthur was here.
Oh.
Being without a calling card kind of puts me at a disadvantage.
Well, partner, you didn't have to blow the card. You could have run out in the street, retrieved the pieces, and put them together with scotch tape.
Heavens to Johnny Walker. Have they got scotch on tape now?
Yes, but it's very low proof. It wouldn't do anything for you. Nothing. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got a radio program to do here.
Radio?
Get on with the...
You should be doing television. Everybody's in television.
What's your interest in this matter, Boomer? Why is such an old con artist as you interested in getting me into television? Huh?
I have your best interest at heart, my boy.
That's nice.
Besides that, I happen to have a television camera that I might be willing to dispose of.
Well, one thing I want to know from you before we go any further. Do you own this apparatus? Do you come by it legitimately?
Well, let us just say I know where to put my hands on one. By the way, what network do you work for?
I'm with CBS.
Ah!
What's the matter?
Then a technicality has arisen.
What do you mean?
I'll have to scratch NBC off this camera.
Uh-huh.
On second thought, maybe we better sandblast it.
Sandblast it?
Yes, and come to think of it, I could use a little blast myself, right? What was the name of that scotch tape again?
I'm sorry, I'd like to take this camera off your hands, Brother Boomer, but I don't want to do my first television show from San Quentin.
I know exactly how you feel, but just for reference, if you should change your mind, I can be reached at Puccinelli's Pub.
Yes?
I have the peanut brittle concession there. Ta-ta!
Ta, have a show. Now, folks, I think right in through here I should hit some of the big rhythm tunes of the summer I didn't get to do on the show last week. Mr. Tubby Garin, he's known as the seer of songdom out here in California, has advised me that How High the Moon, Come On to My House, and Shanghai gained a good deal of prominence during the summer. Probably the top three rhythm tunes of the summer season, and he strongly advocates that I have a go at these. Well, first off, here's How High the Moon. This tune, I'm sure, gained its great favor by virtue of the fine recording made by Les Paul and his wife, Mary Ford.
How faint the tune. Somewhere there's heaven. How high the moon. There is no moon above when love is far away too. Till it comes true that you love me as I love you. Somewhere there's music. It's where you are. Somewhere there's heaven, how near, how far. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will, how still my heart, how high the moon. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will, how still my heart, how high the moon. How high the moon.
This next song, I'm sure everybody will agree that this next song became a smash mostly because of the clever and flashy record that Rosemary Clooney made of the song. The lyrics, I believe, are by William Saroyan, eminent playwright, San Franciscan, and genius. Mr. Saroyan occupies an odd position in that his very first song became a big hit, and I suspect that he hardly knows what hit him. Here's a song called Come On to My House.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple and a plum and apricot too. Hey, come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you figs and dates and grapes and a cake. Hey, come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, come on. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you Easter eggs. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you everything.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on,
come on. Come on.
That lyric ought to kill Saroyan with a theater guild. Good. Here's a song called Shanghai. It was a big summer tune. Several good records out on this. I exclude mine, of course. But here's the way it goes. Who's talking about going to Shanghai? Man, I must be out of my plumb American mind.
Why did I tell you I was going to Shanghai? I want to be with you tonight. Why did I holler I was going to Shanghai? I want to be with you tonight. Just a little misunderstanding that a kiss on the cheek could patch. I need you so badly, I'd gladly start all over from scratch. why did I tell you it was bye-bye to Shanghai? I'm even allergic to rice. Why don't you bust me when I talk about Shanghai? That's just a lover's device. Who's gonna kiss me? Who's gonna thrill me? Who's gonna hold me tight? I'm right around the corner in the phone booth. I want to be with you tonight. Who's gonna kiss me? Who's gonna thrill me? Who's gonna hold me tight? I'm right around the corner in a phone booth. I want to be with you tonight. I gotta be with you tonight. I'd love to be with you tonight.
Thank you, folks. Thank you to the Bears. Now, folks, Ken, let's sound off for Chesterfield, huh?
All over America, people are changing to Chesterfield.
And here's the reason why. Chesterfield gives you something new, something no other cigarette has. Chesterfield mildness, plus no unpleasant aftertaste.
1,562 prominent tobacco growers say they judge a tobacco's mildness by its aroma. And the first thing you notice about Chesterfields is that they have a milder aroma. An aroma that tells you in advance, Chesterfield's smoke milder.
And Chesterfield leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. Science discovered it, and you can prove it by smoking Chesterfields. Yes, Chesterfield, and only Chesterfield gives you this brand new thing. Something no other cigarette has. Chesterfield mildness, plus no unpleasant aftertaste. That means that you get all the pleasure there is while you smoke, and the pleasure of no unpleasant aftertaste. Try Chesterfields today. You'll like them. John Scott Carter, who makes a practice of looking up such things, tells me that this song was first published in 1940. Now, 11 years later, it's become a hit. Some song plugger wasn't working because of you. There's a song in my heart because of you. My romance had its start because of you. The sun will shine, the moon and stars will say you're mine forever and never to part. I only live for your love and your kiss. It's paradise to be near you like this. Because of you, my life is now worthwhile, and I can smile because of you. Ladies and gentlemen, I have a real thrill, a genuine thrill, in presenting the lovely, talented, vivacious, devastating, delightful, and charming bride of Here Comes the Groom, Miss Jane Wyman.
Thank you very much. And thank you, Bing, for that lovely mess of adjectives.
Oh, Jane, you deserve many more, many, many more. Matter of fact, I could take Roger's thesaurus and just pull it apart describing you tonight. Honestly, Jane, I really enjoyed working with you in Here Comes the Groom. I really did.
Well, I enjoyed it too, Bing.
You know, working with you was such a pleasure and so delightful. We had so many laughs, such a good time, such a breeze that I told Paramount they didn't have to pay me for making that picture.
Bing, I hate to tattle, but every payday at Paramount, you're always the first one at the cashier's window.
That's because I'm the cashier.
Oh, no. But you're always first in line.
Well, now, look at here, Jane. Long as you're telling tales out of school and blabbing around here, I just want you to let the folks know who's always second in line. Would you do that?
Second in line is Mr. Robert Hope.
Panting and drooling on the back of my neck. I must confess I'm first in line at the cashier's case, Jane, and Bob is second, but who's third in the line, hmm?
Nobody. After you and Bob get yours, the till has had it.
Oh, this girl can really exaggerate. You're dreaming up a whole big thing. This is not true.
You know, Hope is making a picture now.
He is? Sneaking in one on my absence, huh?
Mm-hmm. I dropped by to watch him shoot a scene last week. It was really quite interesting. He was taking a bath in a barrel.
Well, just so he takes one, I think it's...
And you know what?
What?
Hope has always by Chesterfield's tattooed on his chest.
Well, so do I, in case you're interested. For Bob and I are great company men, you know.
Bing, you're kidding. Oh, I bet you don't have any tattoo on your chest at all.
I bet you do.
Don't.
Well, I certainly do. As a matter of fact, I'm having a big unveiling tomorrow down in Union Square. There's going to be a band concert, smorgasbord, speeches, everything.
Oh, goody, am I invited?
Invited? Girl, you're going to be the one who gets to pull the drawstring on my Munsingware. Now, aren't you happy you can?
Well, I can just hear the crowd cheering now.
Oh, I think we'll get a 10-minute ovation, at least.
Bing, huh? How can I thank you for all the nice things you do for me?
This is nothing, Jane. By the way, is there anything else I can do to make your visit in San Francisco more pleasant? Anything, little thing?
Yeah. No, just... pulling the drawstring is all a girl could ask for. But you know, Bing, there is something you can do for me while I'm up here.
What's that, Jane?
You can take me to the opera.
Oh, Jane, I'd love to. I'd adore going to the opera with you, but I didn't bring my tails with me.
Well, I'll rent you a suit.
I don't like tails, Jane, really. I don't. I put me in tails, I look like Snuffy the cabman. I just can't stand to have anything dragging behind.
Have you looked back there lately?
Yeah. Shirt tails don't count, honey. And incidentally, Jane, this is no connection with the opera, but it certainly is a musical item. I understand you just cut a couple of records at Dear Old Decca. Is that true or false?
No, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I did a song called Why Didn't I Say I Love You? And another one called Blow Out the Candle.
Well, here's a good chance for you to knock one of them for us right here and now. I think the folks would enjoy a ditty from you, Jane.
Okay, would you like to hear Why Didn't I Say I Love You?
I would love it. Huh? Mr. Trotter, he'll take care of you. He's a fine conductor. You've got the whole state in the orchestra, Jane. Don't get hurt.
A perfect evening, you took me out to dine. You bought me yellow flowers, the music sounded fine. I looked across the table, you didn't have a fault. I felt so darn romantic, so I said, please pass the salt. Oh, why didn't I say that I love you? Why didn't I say that I love you? And then we started dancing, I floated in your arms. Your eyes were getting dreamy, which added to your charms. My heart was pounding madly, the lights were soft and low. And in that perfect moment, well, I stepped upon your toe.
Oh, why didn't I?
Oh, Why didn't I?
Why didn't I?
Why didn't I?
Why didn't I?
Why didn't I say that I love you? Why didn't I? Why didn't I? Why didn't I?
Why didn't I?
Why didn't I?
Why didn't I say that I love you? I didn't want to leave you.
But it was getting late.
My heart said now or never, 'cause we were at your gate.
You stood so close beside me, the moment was so right.
I tried to say I love you, but somehow we said goodnight. Oh, why didn't I? 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 Why didn't I say that I love you?
Why didn't I? Why didn't I? Why didn't I?
Why didn't I?
Why didn't I?
Why didn't I say that I love you?
Come on, Jane. That was very nice. That record will really sell. Should make a great record for you.
Oh, I was so nervous when I recorded for Decca. You know, that was the first record I ever made.
Oh, wait. Time here. Wait a minute. You made a record with me, Cool, Cool, Cool of the Evening. Don't you remember that?
Oh, well, certainly. But what I meant was, I never made a record alone before.
Oh, that's right. I thought for a minute there that I'd have to cancel your invitation to the unveiling. Everything's straight. Now, why don't we run to Cool, Cool of the Evening, huh?
Well, it beats just standing here.
Certainly. Picked up a loiter. John Scott, shall we?
In the cool, cool, cool of the evening,
tell 'em I'll be there.
In the cool, cool, cool of the evening,
save your pappy a chair. When the party's getting the glow on, singing fills the air. In the shank of the night when the doings are right, well, you can tell them I'll be there.
I'd like a barbecue.
I'd like to boil a ham.
And I'd bowl for bouillabaisse stew.
I'd like a wiener baked steak and a layer cake.
You'll get a tummy ache too.
And my bicycle doll. We'll rent a tent or a teepee. Let the town crier cry.
All's well.
And if it's RSVP, this is what I reply. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, tell them we'll be there. If you need a pair of freeloaders to fracture your affair, I may give them Pagliacci.
No, stand back and give him air.
Please, Matty O'Crosby. Anyone can relax and we'll have a few yaks.
And you can tell them we'll be there.
We said bumblebee, now let's have a jubilee. When said the prairie hen, Sue?
Sure said the dinosaur, where said the grizzly bear, under the light of the moon.
How about your brother jackass? Everyone gaily cried. Are you coming to the fracking?
Ain't gonna blow it.
And over his specs he sighed. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, tell him I'll be there.
In the cool, cool, cool of the evening,
slick him on my head.
If perchance we look a bit peaky,
remember, sail again.
If we're still on our feet and there's something to eat, well, you can tell them we'll be there.
Party's a-getting a glow on, and singing fills the air.
Well, if there's gas in my hack and my laundry is back.
And if there's room for one more and you need
things. Why, sure.
If you need a new face or a tenor or a bass.
If I can climb out of bed and put a head on my head.
Well, you can tell them we'll be there.
Say, Bing, were you serious about having Always By Chesterfield tattooed on your chest?
Sure. It's a beautiful scroll job with smoke rings entwined, you see?
Gosh, that's stylish.
Oh, it is. It is très clever. As a matter of fact, I still have some white space left, so I'm going under the needle tomorrow to have the lyrics to Chesterfield's Sound Off inscribed here.
Sound Off?
Okay.
From Maine to California, smokers are changing every day to the cigarettes with something new. No other brand can offer you mildness plus.
No aftertaste.
Mildness plus.
No aftertaste.
No, no one has an aftertaste in Chesterfield.
That's right.
Science discovered what you can prove. You better get into the smoking groove. Chesterfield, now that's the place with no unpleasant aftertaste. Chesterfield.
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 Chesterfield. Milder, 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 milder.
Chesterfield.
That's right.
Here's what we want you to do.
Right now.
Here's what we want you to do.
Right now.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfields. Do it.
Today.
This song is from Paramount's picture, Here Comes the Groom, a picture which stars Jane Wyman, French O'Tone, Alexis Smith, and Jim Barton, and several others.
Bon nuit, good night, just dream away. The dawn will light a bright new day. Be cheerful in your sleepy time prayer. The tearful never get anywhere, so don't despair. Bon nuit, my love. Dream of a land where stars above fall in your hand, and someday we'll find this where and when. Bon good night, till then.
Well, so that about wraps it up. Now my thanks to Jane Wyman for joining us here in San Francisco tonight.
Enjoyed it, Bing. Well, we better get along now. We've got to grab a bite and eat and get to the opera.
Oh, I never eat before attending the opera.
Why not?
Well, there's always a chance they might call upon me to sing, and I don't.
Come on, let's get some dinner.
Oh, okay. Till next week, then, folks. Remember what Ken and I have told you about Chesterfields. Chesterfield gives you something new, something no other cigarette has. Chesterfield mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. So try Chesterfield. Next time you buy cigarettes...
Sound off for Chesterfield.
Sound off for Chesterfield.
Try a pack of Chesterfields to do it.
Today.
The Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in San Francisco by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Mr. Bob Hope and Miss Martha Tilton. Friends, the National Safety Council, which is holding the 39th Annual National Safety Congress in Chicago this week, is asking for help from every driver or pedestrian in its campaign to postpone the millionth traffic death to occur in the United States. Don't you be one in a million.